We try to focus quite a bit, obviously, on a lot of the political races as we head toward Election Day. Last Friday, we had both Johanna Hayes as well as George Logan on the show in the 5th District. Today, we're pivoting to the 4th District. You have Michael Goldstein, the Republican candidate. Jim Himes, obviously the sitting congressman in the 4th District. Benjamin Wesley is the independent candidate. We'll talk to Jim Himes at 7:50. Right now, we'd like to introduce some of our audience to Michael Goldstein, who's the Republican candidate in the 5th. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing, Brian?
I'm very well, thanks. I appreciate you coming on the show. Listen, you know, a lot of people, you know, name recognition. Obviously, you ran for the Republican nomination last time around, and you're in this election this time, having won the primary. And so a lot of people need to get to know you and get to know you fast. What are some of the key issues for you specifically in this election?
The economy, immigration, anti-Semitism, crime. Those are certainly up on the top of the list.
So let's pick, immigration and affordability have been big Republican talking points in this cycle because they are where the most, you know, I mean, obviously the weakest parts of what's been happening the last couple of years with the Democratic-led administration. Take immigration, for example. What do you think we should do?
Well, first of all, I mean, right now we have a system where we have essentially a extremely porous border where we're just letting just about anybody in. We're not vetting them. We don't know who they are. And there's a lot of people that are coming here who really are, shall we say, undesirable, whether they're criminals, gang members. I mean, we saw a recent murder in Stanford from two Venezuelan gang members. I mean, these people should not be here. I mean, we shouldn't really be importing criminals. We shouldn't be importing terrorists. We shouldn't be allowing sex traffickers, human traffickers, which are basically slave traders, to come into this country. And they should immediately be arrested, deported. They need to go. And the second problem that we have is where we have this extremely bizarre system where we're actually incentivizing people to come here illegally by giving them a huge amount of benefits, including housing, spending allowances, medical care. And yet people who come here legally have to be self-sufficient. So we're essentially rewarding illegal behavior, which to me makes absolutely no sense.
So what do you do? Like what would you do? Or what kind of legislation would you support?
Well, for sure, the one thing I would be, to begin with, I do not believe that we should be funding people that come here illegally who break the law. So I would immediately cut off funding to illegal entrants. I mean, yeah, support legislation that would deport all people that are of criminals. So, for example, there was a bill that was passed by the Congress called Violence Against Women by Illegal Aliens Act, which would deport women, which would deport men, illegals who engage in sex abuse or child abuse. And interesting enough, my opponent, Jim Himes, actually voted against this bill, which I find really strange. But I would have definitely voted for it.
Okay. We're talking with Michael Goldstein, who is the Republican candidate in the 4th District. We don't have a ton of time, and we have a lot of things to talk about. You know, Jim Himes has won by comfortable margins in just about every election he's had. He's going for his 9th term. What's different this time, in your opinion?
Well, I think that this race is really about the independent and unaffiliated voters. There are more Democrats than there are Republicans, but there's more independent unaffiliates than anything else. So the simple question is, are enough people in the independent, unaffiliated category upset enough about what's been happening in this country in the last 3.5 years to vote for Republican rather than for Jim Himes? And I think that that's what this whole race really boils down to.
And what about two quick questions here? One, specifically Jim Himes, you talked about the bill you said he didn't vote for as it relates to
right.
What else do you think he has done poorly with?
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, he's also voted against the SAVE Act, which requires people to prove that they're citizens, which I think is also an issue of election integrity. One of the issues that I've really taken up is the issue of the Interstate 95. Now, that is one of the most congested roads in the country. 80% of the money to fix it would come from the federal government. And Jim Himes has done absolutely nothing to do anything to help improve the travel on that road. So one of the things that I've suggested, which has been done, it was done on the Tappan Zee Bridge, it's been done on the Brooklyn Queens Expressway, it's been done on the Golden Gate Bridge, is a movable divider where you could change the number of lanes going in each direction. So you could make it so instead of being 3 and 3, you could have 4 lanes and 2, so that the traffic flow would greatly improve where there's heavier traffic, and this would improve traffic flow. It's probably the most cost effective way to do it. Another interesting thing that's happened is, we used to sort our mail in Connecticut, for Connecticut, and now our mail is sorted in White Plains because the sorting center in Sanford was closed. And so, one of the things that the legislature was supposed to do is bring jobs to Connecticut, not bring them to White Plains. So, these are just kind of simple things. I think that his policy, he's been a supporter of every bad policy of the Biden administration, from the energy issues to immigration to he's straddled the fence on terms of what's going on in the Middle East. He kind of plays both sides. In one sense, he panders to CARE, which is an entity which has been allegedly linked to Hamas and other terrorist organizations. And on the other side, he supports some certain, pro-Israel issues. He's been silent on the issue of anti-Semitism that's been happening in our cities and our universities, which I believe is in part because the perpetrators of this anti-Semitism are really, unfortunately, the Democrat voters. So I think it's an unfortunately immoral thing to allow this kind of hatred to happen.
We have just about a minute left here with Michael Goldstein, Republican candidate in the 4th District. You're in your early mid-70s. You're a doctor. Yes. You have a law degree. Like, why do you want to do this?
I want to do this because I grew up in it. What was, I believe, the greatest country in the world. I see it going down the tubes in a lot of ways right now, and I want to turn it around. You're right. I could be doing a lot of other things in my life, but I've as a doctor, I've always been a healer. I've always been, I worked in this as a medical society president to try to improve healthcare, and I'm the kind of person that actually wants to make a difference and wants to preserve what makes this country great.
Michael, it's great to make the connection. It's always important for our listeners and people in the 4th District and our state to hear from everybody. So we appreciate the time.
Sure. People can reach out to me on my website at www.goldsteinforcongress.com for more info. And thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, best of luck. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.